Hey y'all, welcome back to Beyond the Bazaar. I'm Brianna.
I'm Sarah.
And we're back for our third episode of season four and our third location for our haunted road trip across America.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I had like a soundtrack. Like
I wanted to do like that whole like dramatic like dub thing, like oh God, how did it go? I had it like in my head, but like I can't like bam, 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 you know, like it almost yes. Sounds like a foghorn.
It's so silly. But I get exactly what you're saying.
I get even sillier as the hours go by.
Yes.
Like fanning myself still.
I know, guys. Before this episode started, we were talking about Supernatural and all that. So
yes.
And Robert Plant. So
hotties. You know.
Yes.
I feel like I'm gonna die.
It's a sauna in here.
It's just a bit. Let me take my jacket off. I was cold earlier. Now I'm quite flushed.
I took my slippers. I was like, my toes are sweating.
My cheeks feel like they're on fire.
Okay, I guess we're sorry to open up the episode like this.
Sorry, guys. We're just bunch of giggly girls for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, yeah, we know why.
All right, so guys, this episode is taking us to the state of South Carolina.
Ooh, love it there.
Yes, it's so beautiful. I love it. And as mm-hmm. if you guys can recall, back during the first season of the podcast, I had talked about a popular urban legend out of South Carolina, known as the Boo Hag of the Gullah Geechee lore. So this urban legend doesn't have anything to do with the Gullah Geechee, but I just wanted to kind of segue. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go listen to it. So kind of wanted to plug there. But this episode, we're going to be talking about the Gray Man of Pawley's Island.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So the urban legend or lore of the Gray Man hails from the state of South Carolina, and specifically Pawley's Island. According to the lore, the Gray Man is a ghost that is often seen on the coast of the island and is known to warn residents of impending severe storms and hurricanes. Like most urban legends, there are different variations regarding the origin of the Gray Man.
Okay, cool.
That's cool. So he's kind of like a harbinger, not a harbinger of doom, but like he's like pretty much telling you to, well, we'll get into pretty much what he's about, but I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if someone sees him, like they know we're about to have a hurricane or something's about to happen when he's
gone. Yeah, so that is cool. You almost wonder if like he was like a lighthouse keeper or something and
possibly.
Like.
Possibly, mm-hmm. Yeah, I love lighthouses. They would, like, mm-hmm. I mean, because I'm weird, so I always kind of like find them like a bit ominous. That's because I read about so many haunted lighthouses, some of which we may talk about this season, so stay tuned.
Sweet.
But yeah, it's just like a little bit of ominous feeling about them, but they're also very beautiful at the same time.
Oh yeah, I mean, like they can be seen different ways. Like some people see them, you know, as kind of haunting, especially like at night, but other people can see them as like a beacon, especially on a stormy night and like you're just trying to find your way. Like yeah. The symbolism's strong.
It is. All right, so let's start out with some history about the sightings of the Gray Man. Sarah, you want to take it away?
But of course. All right. So in 1882, there is a legend that states that the Gray Man is the ghost of a young man that was traveling from Charleston, South Carolina to see his fiance. Oh. On his way, he and his horse were caught in quicksand-like mud in the marshes right before Polly's Island. The young man could not escape the thick mud and died. Ever since then, his spirit is said to haunt the nearby shore, forever searching for the woman he loved. Oh my God, oh, that's so tragic. That's so sad. Like, I feel for her too, because like she's waiting on him, and oh my God, that just breaks my heart.
Yes, and I wonder if like her ghost could be out there too. Because I actually think I heard a variation of a legend that's like, I don't know if it, now that memory serves, I don't think it's the Gray Man, but it was like a legend where she would, where she was waiting for her fiance, her lover to return, and end up dying in the marshes, just as it's depicted in the Gray Man.
Oh,
and
wow.
She's known to like haunt the peaks and the marshes looking for him. So that could be another side of this legend. That's really cool.
Absolutely, that is. And, you know, it's very popular, especially, like, you know, like, in places where there are sailors and stuff. Like, it's a very popular legend that men would die at sea, and, like, the women, you know, if they died, like, they would just be waiting for them, or, like, the men at sea would be, like, constantly, like, trying to get to that, their town, like, so that's what that reminds me of, just like that determination, that just that hope that you'll like, you may not know you're dead, just like, you know, like in The Sixth Sense, where like literally he doesn't know he's dead till the end. Yes. And you just keep searching for that person you love. It's like, it's tragically romantic.
It is. It is. It's like, you know, like you said, like a beautiful tragedy.
Yeah.
But like, no, it kind of reminds me. I don't know if you used to watch like Pokemon when you were young.
Of course.
Yes. One of my favorite.
I want to be the very best that no one ever was. Such a banger.
Yes. But there was this one episode. Actually, my favorite episode was like The Ghost of Maiden's Peak.
Yes, girl, yes. That was one of mine.
Yes, and the Pokemon I think was Ghastly.
Yes, it was Ghastly. Yes. I love Ghastly.
And like she was there, wait, the ghost that was rumored to haunt. She was waiting for her. She was waiting for the ship of her lover to appear in the horizon. So I'm like, wow. So this like has influenced so many different like, you know, even media.
Yes. Oh yeah, that was a sad one.
It was good. Lit lanterns for her, and she finally was able to like be at peace. I was like, oh
yeah. And like it reminds me of like, you know, Annabelle Lee by Edgar Allan Poe, because like he goes to the beach to constantly like get that vision of the woman that he lost and everything. It's so hauntingly beautiful. It's literally one of my favorite poems ever.
Yes, it is. It is. Also, not to segue, but I don't know if you've been in Michael's yet, but they have like a whole Halloween section dedicated to like Washington Irving, Edgar Allan Poe, and Mary Shelley.
God, they're going to take all my money. Okay.
Yes, I'm going to just take it. Like they have like a bust of Edgar Allan Poe. They have the Legend of Sleepy Hollow on a pillow. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Y'all, I don't have this money.
I'm not rich. I'm not like, as we already established, we're not part of the 1%.
Exactly. If you've been listening to our previous episodes, you'll definitely hear that.
Yes.
Sorry about it.
Yes. All right. So before we segue too far, let's get back to the history. So in 1954, a woman claimed to have seen the Gray Man before Hurricane Hazel, one of the deadliest hurricanes, killing 469 people in Haiti and 95 people once it hit the United States.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of people to die. That's so sad. Yes. And in Haiti, I mean, they didn't stand a chance because it's like a small island. They don't have as many provisions as us. I mean, it's true. They're right on the sea.
Yeah, when hurricanes hit the states, it's like catastrophic damage. Like,
Yes.
speaking of hurricanes, the hurricane was a Hurricane Hillary that hit California. I've been seeing so many people post TikToks about that, like dancing out in the rain. I'm like, okay, well, obviously, is it serious? Like, what's going on?
I
And
know, y'all crazy.
everyone started posting that song and video of Hillary Duff "Come Clean." I was like, you guys. Let the
Oh my God. Take me back to the 90s, guys. Actually, no, I think it was early 2000s. My
Yeah,
bad.
Hillary was early
Yeah,
2000s, yeah.
that's true. That's true.
But it was hilarious. Also, I cannot stand the internet. The internet never it never sleeps.
Yep, and that's gonna be stuck in my head. It's a good one too. I
Yes.
bought her first album. It was my favorite.
Yes, I love Hillary Duff. I can say I love, I still love her. Lizzie McGuire, like the Halloween episode of Lizzie McGuire is still my favorite, one of my
I
favorite TV episodes.
know, it's so good. And like it like
Kate.
slightly explains like Day of the Dead. It's
It
just
does.
it's amazing. I love it.
All right, so ooh, well, it looks like I kind of messed up here with the date. So we're going back in time, guys,
Gonna go
1946.
back in time.
Hey, so the legend first enters print in the book on Waccamaw Plantations by Julian Stevenson. 10 years later, in 1956, Stevenson elaborated more on the lore in his book of ghost stories. So this is the first time it's in print.
Oh, cool.
Wow. So now it's like really, once it's in print, like it's the ball's going to get the rolling from there. People are going to start reading accounts. They're going to start comparing as to what they see. Because what I found is that like
Absolutely.
a lot of people won't speak up about experiences until they know that it's been like a collective. Like if so, at least one or two other people have had the same experience, they'll be like, okay, I know it's not just me. People are not going to think I'm crazy.
Right, agreed. Like I say the hospital's haunted all the time, but like
I
people
believe
just
it.
look at me like what's wrong with you? Or like, they just laugh and I'm like, do you know the amount of people that die in a hospital all the time? I mean,
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. All right, so you want to give us some more history, Sarah?
Sure. This is a year before I was even a thought, 1990. Okay, so let's see. In 1990, this urban legend gained national notoriety just after Hurricane Hugo, a hurricane that caused widespread damage and affected around 2 million people in the northeastern Caribbean and southeastern U.S. in 1989. It killed 70, I'm sorry, 67 people and inflicted $11 billion worth of damage. This is the equivalent to 26 billion as of 2022. My God,
Yes, jeez
that's
Louise.
catastrophic.
It is like
Can't imagine.
Right?
Yeah. So during an episode of the popular series Unsolved Mysteries that aired in 1990, a couple named Jim and Clara Moore were interviewed and recounted their story of seeing the gray man on the beach and how the man appeared to vanish once they waved to him. All righty then. They went on to state that while the homes around them were damaged, their home was spared by the effects of the devastating tropical cyclone.
Oh
Wow.
wow. So it's like he's kind of like he protected them.
That's what I was thinking. Wow.
It's kind of like your thing too, where you said it was like lighthouse keeper, like he was waving at them, kind of like you know how a
Yeah.
keeper may wave. That's something.
Right. I mean, some ghosts like they can become vengeful, and I guess this is a good tale where, this ghost like wants to like spend their time warning people, in this case protecting them. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is. I think that's really interesting. And like Unsolved Mysteries, that was kind of like once again, like
I
that was like a
love
safe
that
space.
show. It
Yes,
was the tea. Oh my God.
it was kind of like a safe space for people to kind of go
Yes.
to hear about things and like to see if they have any like experiences. Now, when I was young, the voice of Robert Stack terrified me. My mom used to watch.
Oh,
when I used
of
to hear the,
course.
I used to hear the theme, I would go running. I used to hate his voice.
Yeah, well, I get it. The dude from like Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction's voice,
Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah, he kind of gave me the chills.
Wait, are you talking about Don LaFontaine, like the or Jonathan Frakes, the man who like opened the story?
I'm thinking the opening story.
Okay, so the like the because I know Don LaFontaine, he does the voiceover of the opening credits.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of him then, because I'm thinking the beginning. He has like that voice. It's chilling.
Yeah, I think it's Don LaFontaine. Because Jonathan Frakes, his voice is like kind of like, you know, kind of mellow. I love when I see the names.
I liked him. I liked the host. That was like the whole like opening. I'm like, ooh, creepy.
Oh yeah, that's
Don love LaFontaine. It. But like, you know, I'm definitely gonna scar myself just like when I watch The Twilight Zone.
Gosh, I love Twilight Zone. Every New Year's, everyone else is out here getting blackout drunk. I'm at home watching black and white Twilight Zone episodes.
There are so many good ones. Like, I mean, the Angel of Death one is good. The one where, like, with the bomb and like that one guy who, you know, with the glasses, like he breaks his glasses, so he's like he has everything in the world, but like he breaks his glasses, so he can't even read his favorite book.
Yes, they have so many good messages in it too. Like there's this episode, I've actually made a post about it on our blog, so check it out, guys. I have to keep plugging, but it's called The Number 12 Looks Just Like You, and it's pretty much in a society where everyone gets plastic surgery to look the same. It's kind of like mimicking like what's going on now. Like
that one was creepy.
Yeah, back like, you know, in like, I'm not gonna say back because I don't think it's so much as now. People are fine now or starting to be more appreciative of their natural beauty. You know, or just like, you know, just if they get enhancements, which is fine, like to each their own, but like
it's like natural, it's not as like
so remember like back in like mid-2010s, everybody and their mom and sister and aunt were looking like a long lost Kardashian. Like that's kind of what it reminded me of. Like it reminded me of that episode of Twilight Zone where everyone where their beauty became the standard of beauty, and like everyone wanted to look like that, and that's essentially what was going on. That's essentially what was being warned about on in the Twilight Zone so many years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so cool. Like nothing changes, really just keeps repeating. All right, so back to The Gray Man. let's fast forward to 2014. Back in 2014, the Weather Channel aired a series called American Supernatural, not any affiliation with the Supernatural.
It's super. It's natural.
It's supernatural.
Supernatural.
So the series called American Supernatural covered an entire episode on the Gray Man.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So all these many years later, it's finally starting to get like nationwide attention. I mean, that means it must have like a lot of accounts, a lot of stories to be able to make a whole episode about it, especially on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, seriously. That's random. I love it.
Yes. And then 4 years later in 2018, the Gray Man is spotted in Pawleys Island shortly before Hurricane Florence approached. One man stated that when the storm approached, it woke him from his sleep. So maybe the Gray Man woke him up and said, you need to get out. You're going to like, you know, you're going to be hurt. Like,
yeah, who knows how he did it? Like, what if he like opened a window, or like was he subtle about it, or like did he get in his dream and be like, "Hey, like, you know, I'm pretty terrifying to look at, right? Wake up!"
Yes. I want to see like Jacob Marley with like, you know, chains saying,
oh. Right. Or I was thinking of that episode of Courage the Cowardly Dog where like, return the slab.
Oh, suffer my God. I was watching that the other day.
Dude, that's literally one of my favorite episodes.
Yes. I was trying to get my best friend. I was like, you should watch Courage the Cowardly Dog. He's like, no, I don't like because it scares her. She's scary.
Oh, well, okay. I will say.
Go ahead.
Some of the creatures are really creepy, like Cat is really creepy, so like I get it.
Yeah, so that could I can think of, well, I will say they are creepy. I will say that they're unsettling.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can see where she kind of comes from. So, but with me, I think I've just been desensitized where it's just like, eh.
I like weird things. I love the
Me
movie
too.
Coraline. I like, you know, like I just like outlandish weird things. So I quite enjoy, like, you know, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh yes, exactly. Like we're two birds of a, I can't even talk. Two birds of a feather, two peas in a pod.
Yes, you
Yes.
know, I mean, we all just have our things that we like, and if it's not for everybody, that's fine. But we, you know, we're not alone.
Yes, because you guys are listening, so we know we're not alone.
Yes, we know you guys love Courage the Cowardly Dog as much as we do.
Yes. All right. So with the gray man, Sarah, you want to get into his appearance?
Of course, we're gonna get into Sam's favorite part, the lore. So get this. The appearance, much like the Moors, people who have encountered the spirit credited the gray man with saving them and or saving their homes. The gray man got his name from the gray-colored clothing he is known to adorn. He is described as wearing a long coat or attire similar to that when one thinks of a pirate. Some witnesses have stated that the gray man has no legs. Cool.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, when I pictured him, like, wearing like either fisherman gear or like a
Yes.
coat, like a pirate. Like, I could totally, yeah, I can picture that.
Yes, and maybe he's gray, maybe that like he's gray because not maybe not his clothing, but because like it can that could go back to the first kind of like origin or history where
Yeah.
he was in the mud or the quicksand. He could be gray because of that.
Right. Yeah. Or like, you know, just being like getting all muddy from like all the rain and crap that like gets on your clothes and stuff in storms. Like, yeah, either way.
Yeah. And the fact that like when people see him, their homes and stuff were spared. So
Yeah.
that's really cool. And like some say he doesn't have any legs, so maybe he's just kind of like a faded, like he fades in and out maybe.
Right. Yeah.
That's something that's cool.
That is. It's really neat to think about.
It is. So to add on to the lore, so this actually it rings to what I was actually saying earlier. So when the fiance of the young man found out about his death, she was devastated and began to go on long walks on the regular to the beach to clear her mind. One day, on one of her walks, she stumbled upon a strange figure standing in her usual path. The figure was familiar to her. Once she drew in closer, she recognized his face. It was the face of her lover. Fully aware that he was dead, she began to question him, but the only words he uttered was a warning for her to leave the island because a serious storm was approaching. Soon after the warning, he vanished. The woman rushed home and told her family of the vision of her lover. In shock, the family headed warning, hold on, headed, heeded the warning and trekked inland. Shortly after they departed, a powerful hurricane hit the island, destroying many homes, but leaving one home unscathed, the home of the gray man's fiance. Oh,
Oh my God.
guys, I'm sorry, we're some Sims because that's so beautiful.
It is.
Because like, he wanted to save her life, but at the same time, he's like, okay, like we don't know, like if they could have been rich or poor, we don't know. But like,
Right.
he wanted to make sure he protected her. So when she came home, she still had a home to come back to. Oh,
I
that he's still out
can't.
here protecting people even after all this time.
Yes. What if he doesn't know, like, you know, what if he's protecting his homes because, like, he's in a loop or something? Like, he wants to just keep protecting the woman he loves.
That's something I didn't think of. I remember this show I used to watch, and I can't remember the name of the show. Maybe you'll know once I tell you. But like, this ghost like be walking, and I think it may be being human. I can't remember 100%. But like, this ghost would be like walking and walking, and then he'll disappear, and he'll come back. He's like, I'm sorry. At this time each day, I have to repeat pretty much my death.
Oh my God, I know. Oh, what is it? Oh.
I know I said being human, I could be wrong, but like,
It just sounds so familiar.
yes, it's either happened on multiple shows, but like he would like they would like disappear and they'll come back and be like, sorry, I have to go die again, blah blah blah.
And that's literally I mean, I've seen that a lot on Supernatural too. Like, Dean and Sam, they would definitely talk about like spirits being in a loop and everything. And eventually it would drive them mad. But yeah, like it's just, and then of course there's like unfinished business, like we've heard in Casper and everything. There's a lot of theories as to why there are hauntings and everything. And honestly, they're all amazing. Like, how can you even say, what is the reasoning behind like a spirit being left behind? Like, they're all like, with him, just the idea of him just constantly protecting a home just for the woman he loves, I find that really endearing. Or even just trying to save other lives because, maybe he felt helpless with his lover dying, and like he sees a way to, I guess, make people's lives safer, and that makes him feel better. I don't know. Can ghosts feel emotion? Like,
I mean,
I
I
would
don't
think
know, but
so.
I think it's like he's kind of like the guardian. And it's
Yeah.
like kind of like you said, the lighthouse keeper. He's like the keeper of the island,
Right.
and that's just I think that's so beautiful.
It
This
is.
is probably one of my favorite
I'm
ones I've ever shared.
gonna
I low key felt like crying when I was reading.
I low-key am gonna cry. I feel tears.
Because it's like so beautiful, like you know he's
Yeah.
making sure that everyone's safe because like he could have been that type of person in life.
Yeah, exactly.
So
You just don't know. I just love all those like theories.
yeah, same here. They're heroes.
Yes. You're a hero, gray man.
Yes, Gray Man of Polly's Island.
Yes.
Yes, so because we really hope you guys enjoyed this haunted location. We don't know where we're going to end up next, so of course come back next week for a whole brand new episode of Beyond the Bizarre.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to see where we end up next. I mean, it's fun. It's like a game, right? Like, especially for our listeners, because it's like, well, I mean, like, who knows where, what legend or where we'll end up next,
Yes, and because life's a mystery, like you know, life's a gamble, life's a mystery. You gotta
Life's a
know.
garden, dig it.
Yes,
I just had to. I
I wish I had like
haven't
a
said
drum
that in
roll. Boom,
forever.
boom. But guys, like this has been Beyond the Bizarre. Come back for
Yes.
next week's episode for our whole new
Yeah.
location and our haunted road trip across America.
Bam. Absolutely.
All right, so this is Brianna. Have a great night. Stay bizarre.
Hey guys, this has been Sarah. You guys carry on and have a good night. We'll see you next time. Adios.
Bye.
Bye.